Welcome to a special Bless Israel program titled Remembering October 7th, brought to you by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. I'm Dave Drewy, along with my co-host Kay Long, and we're glad you've joined us today.
In the early morning hours of Saturday, October 7th, 2023, Israel was struck with a massive, devastating attack by Hamas. Hamas terrorists killed more than 1,200 people and took more than 250 Israelis hostage. In response, Israel launched Operation Swords of Iron, a defensive response to eradicate the threat posed by Hamas.
In response to the tragic events of that fateful day, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews provided unprecedented support to first responders, evacuees, the elderly, children, families, and soldiers, distributing millions of dollars in direct aid. This support was made possible thanks to the prayers, blessings, and solidarity of thousands of Christians like you. As we look back on October 7th, we remember the victims, we honor the heroes, and we thank God for the unwavering unity of support from Christians who care for God's chosen people of Israel.
And we begin our special Remembering October 7th program as we take you back to that tragic day. President and Global CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, Yael Eckstein, recorded the following audio shortly after Hamas invaded Israel.
It's unprecedented what happened in the attack on early morning, October 7th. There were 300 terrorists who infiltrated Israel, who crossed over the border and took hostages inside of Israel and brought them back to the Gaza Strip. There was a party of teenagers. They were shot at, many of them were killed, and many others were taken hostage and brought into the Gaza Strip. Entire army bases were destroyed. Nothing like this in Israel's history has ever happened. We've had over 5,000 rockets launched at Israel. Everyone's in their bomb shelters. Everyone's with their doors locked because all of the terrorists have still not been found. We know that they're loose inside of Israel. The fellowship is here responding as we always do during emergencies. We've built thousands of bomb shelters. We've protected hospitals and the Line of Fire so that their NICU units and emergency rooms could be protected and have everything that they need, like an MRI machine. We've donated bulletproof ambulances that could respond to all of the different threats in Israel while they're protected themselves. We are on the ground with the people of Israel, with the individuals, with the army, and with the security establishment to say there are millions of Christians around the world who stand with you in a tangible way. The fellowship's thousands of bomb shelters that we've donated are being used by families, by elderly, by children. They have safety because of the fellowship. And across Israel right now, there are people who need food in their bomb shelters, and they're turning to the fellowship because the fellowship is the largest philanthropic organization in Israel that provides for these needs. And so I'm coming to you today to say we need your help now. It can't wait. It can't wait an hour, it can't wait a day, and it certainly can't wait a week. We need emergency supplies on the ground in Israel now. And the fellowship is here in the Holy Land, able to provide that immediately. So join me in prayer and in action as together we tell the people of Israel, you are not alone. Nachamu, nachamu ami. Comfort, comfort my people. You can be that comfort to the people of Israel, and we need you now.
You're listening to a special Bless Israel program titled Remembering October 7th, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. What you just heard was a short piece of audio recorded by Yael Eckstein, President and Global CEO of the Fellowship, shortly after Hamas attacked Israel on October 7th, 2023.
Israel is a land which God says uniquely, prophetically, and repeatedly in the Bible, "This land is mine." God refers to Israel as he does to no other land on earth. And today, the people of Israel continue to face war and threats of terror, including anti-Semitic hatred and violence globally, from enemies avowed to Israel's destruction. In the face of these many threats, the Fellowship's ongoing work to provide food and emergency aid for needy Jews throughout Israel has never been more important. This aid comes in the form of security and emergency supplies, bomb shelters, protective gear like flak jackets, emergency food boxes, and much more.
That's why we're asking for your help on our program today. With a donation of just $25 to the life-saving work of the Fellowship, you'll help provide one emergency food box for one poor elderly Jew. Here's our toll-free number to call and donate. 800-752-1133. 800-752-1133. That's 800-752-1133.
And when you donate today, your $25 donation will double in impact to help provide two emergency food boxes for two needy Jews.
Hello, friend. This is Bishop Paul Lanier, chairman of the board of directors for the Fellowship. Here we are, as you and I remember, October 7th. I want to let you know that thanks to Fellowship prayer partners and supporters, your donation today, your blessing of the people of Israel during this time of crisis, will be matched, doubled in its impact, thanks to matching challenge grants from generous Fellowship partners. From all of us here at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, I thank you. And may the God of Israel bless you and your family for blessing the children of Israel in their time of need, as our Heavenly Father promised that He would do. In Genesis 12:3. Shalom.
Here's our special phone number to call and make your matching donation today. 800-752-1133. 800-752-1133. That's 800-752-1133.
Lastly, you can help provide one elderly Jew with one emergency food box every month. A $25 donation will bring nourishing food all year long to one suffering Jew. For joining as a monthly partner, Yael will send you our beautiful Fellowship tote bag, which will remind you each day of God's promise of blessing in your life.
Just ask how you can make your one-time gift a monthly donation when you call 800-752-1133. Or donate online at protectisrael.org. That's protectisrael.org.
On October 7th, I went to the Nova Fest, the party with my friend. I was planning to arrive there just by sunrise, and you see everyone smile and dance.
23-year-old Noah headed to the desert of southern Israel for a music festival to enjoy friends and fellowship and the beauty of the Holy Land.
We had 15 minutes of pure happiness until everything started. And we started hearing really strong sounds of bombs and missiles. And I was looking at the sky, seeing rockets being shot above us. We were hiding in a bomb shelter for about 15 minutes, and then we decided to continue home. After 10 minutes driving, we started hearing guns all over the place, and the terrorists started shooting at all of the cars. I saw people being shot on the way, and I grabbed a friend of mine, and I told him to go inside the car. He got shot in the leg, and we just started driving the other way until we were stuck in a traffic of thousands of cars going out of the party. Didn't know what to do because there were terrorists all over the place. I said, if I'm running this to this direction, that's the end for sure. And my friend grabbed my hand and he pulled me backwards, and we went inside the first bush we saw, which was a quite big one. He pushes me inside, and we were inside that bush for 8 hours. I've lost two of my best friends and another one kidnapped. All of them just beautiful young people who wanted to celebrate life.
On October 7th, Hamas terrorists came hunting for more civilians to shoot. They fired into every single bush they found, every bush except the one shielding Noah and her friend. Miraculously, Noah was saved.
On the morning of October 7th, 69-year-old Israeli grandmother Adele took a walk that fateful morning in the beautiful fields of southern Israel, taking photos of the wildflowers.
On October 7th, 2023, I was a member of Kibbutz Nirim, just 1 mile away from the border with the Gaza Strip. On the same kibbutz where all of my children were born, one of my daughters was raising her family as well. But the infiltration of the terrorists who invaded, attempting to commit genocide, pulled the rug out from under all of us. They invaded our homes, slaughtered and kidnapped our people, destroyed the sense of security we used to feel in our homes, in our land. I do not know whether my family will return to Nirim, but I will. I used to tell people who came to learn about life on the border that I was certain that the vast majority of the people who lived on the other side of that fence just want the same things that we do. To put food on their tables, have safety for their children. After October 7th, I believe I got my numbers wrong. I still believe there are some Gazans who want to live as good neighbors, but far too few.
Adele survived. Sadly, her friends, a married couple from the kibbutz next door, did not survive. Adele's friends were murdered that day by Hamas terrorists. You're listening to a special Bless Israel program titled Remembering October 7th, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Friend, we're asking you today to join with us here at the Fellowship to help make a life-saving difference for one elderly Jew in Israel, or a lonely and scared boy or girl, or an entire Jewish family who have been displaced from their homes near the Gaza border. With your gift today of just $25 to the life-saving work of the Fellowship, you'll help provide one emergency food box filled with nourishing food for one poor Jew in need. Here's our special toll-free phone number. 800-752-1133. 800-752-1133. That's 800-752-1133.
And when you donate today, your $25 tax-deductible gift will double in impact, and you'll help provide two emergency food boxes for two needy Jews.
Hello, friend. This is Bishop Paul Lanier, Chairman of the Board of Directors for the Fellowship. Here we are. As you and I remember October 7th, I want to let you know that thanks to Fellowship prayer partners and supporters, your donation today, your blessing of the people of Israel during this time of crisis will be matched, doubled in its impact, thanks to matching challenge grants from generous Fellowship partners. From all of us here at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, I thank you. And may the God of Israel bless you and your family for blessing the children of Israel in their time of need, as our Heavenly Father promised that He would do in Genesis 12:3. Shalom.
Call right now and donate $25, $50, or whatever the Lord leads you to give today to help provide one or more emergency food boxes to needy Jewish souls in Israel. 800-752-1133. 800-752-1133. That's 800-752-1133.
Lastly, you can help provide one elderly Jew with one emergency food box every month. A monthly $25 donation will bring nourishing food all year long to one suffering Jew. For joining as a monthly partner, Yael will send you our beautiful Fellowship tote bag, which will remind you each day of God's promise of blessing in your life.
Just ask how you can make your one-time gift a monthly donation when you call 800-752-1133 or donate online at protectisrael.org. That's protectisrael.org.
The terrorist attacks of October 7th were the single deadliest day for the Jewish people since the Holocaust. Tamar never dreamed that there would be a day that they would be living as refugees.
The day before October 7th, I came to my daughter's house in Kfar Aza to celebrate the Jewish holiday of Simchat Torah. I read from the Bible, the book of Psalms, every day. It's God's word, and I keep this book with me always. We woke up early on Saturday morning hearing the sirens. We didn't have time to take anything as we ran to the safe room. We could hear that the terrorists were inside our house, and we began praying. I was worried because I knew I didn't have my Psalms book with me. And then suddenly I saw it. I believe it's a miracle that the book was there. It was a sign from God, because just moments before we would have been killed, God answered our prayers and soldiers came to rescue us.
Rocket life is real life in Israel. Rockets tried to destroy it and would have taken human lives. But this shelter protected families. They were kept safe inside.
Nathan and Isaac had their lives saved.
We heard the siren, and we got out of the car. Only then we saw the shelter.
And they ran to the fellowship shelter that was just placed here a few days before.
The boom was very strong. There was so much sand in the air, we could barely breathe. There were many people in the shelter. At least 20 people were inside.
When I see the first body, I understand that it's something really serious happening. So I stop and decide where the best that we get.
Yeah, from the fellowship.
From the fellowship. And from the trees come out 8 terrorists. And they come after me, run after me and shoot. I shout in the phone, a terrorist shot me. I decide that I need to find somewhere to hide. I jump inside.
For brave men and women like yourself to be able to confidently put on a vest and know it's going to do the job and very well might save your life, what does that mean to you?
You must understand that every vest that you give is option to save lives. And without the vest, they die.
On October the 7th, Hamas was roaming the streets of Sderot.
This is an extraordinary man. Come on, my brother.
I got shot twice in the shoulder.
He's a humble man who stood and continued the fight for his beloved Israel.
We killed a terrorist. Then one of our officers was shot.
And once you had been shot, you didn't stop.
I grabbed and pulled him towards the shelter. I want to say to you, thank you very, very much for what you did for Sderot. You gave us armored vehicles, mobile bomb shelters, emergency gear and flak jackets. All of it you provided, and you saved a lot of lives.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is why you and I give. It makes the difference. It saves the lives. And I'm grateful I get to do it. And I'm asking you to be a part of it increasingly.
You're listening to a special Bless Israel program we've entitled Remembering October 7th, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. The next major attack on the Holy Land could come at any time. It's not a question of if it will happen, but when. In addition to building and placing bomb shelters throughout Israel, as well as donating hospital equipment like MRI machines, providing flak jackets for first responders in harm's way, first aid, medicine, trauma care for children and the elderly, and other emergency and security needs, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews also provides thousands of emergency food boxes to poor elderly Jews and to displaced Jewish families whose homes have been destroyed by ongoing war and terror attacks throughout Israel.
Since October 7th, thousands of terrorist missiles have hit Israeli neighborhoods. God's children are in desperate need of our prayers and support. As the people of Israel remember the 2-year anniversary of the tragic events of October 7th, the fellowship is asking for your help. Would you give a gift of food to one of God's chosen? With a donation of just $25 today, you'll help provide one emergency food box filled with nourishing food for one poor Jew in Israel. Here's our phone number. 800-752-1133. 800-752-1133. That's 800-752-1133.
And when you donate today, your $25 donation will double in impact.
Hello, friend. This is Bishop Paul Lanier, chairman of the board of directors for the fellowship. Here we are, as you and I remember, October 7th. I want to let you know that thanks to fellowship, prayer partners, and supporters, your donation today, your blessing of the people of Israel during this time of crisis will be matched, doubled in its impact, thanks to matching challenge grants from generous fellowship partners. From all of us here at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, I thank you. And may the God of Israel bless you and your family for blessing the children of Israel in their time of need, as our Heavenly Father promised that He would do in Genesis 12:3. Shalom.
Please call right now, won't you? A $25 donation today doubles in impact to $50, and you'll help provide two emergency food boxes for two poor Jews. If you can give $50, your donation doubles in impact to $100, and you'll help provide four emergency food boxes for four poor Jews in Israel. Here's our special phone number again to call and make your matching donation today. 800-752-1133. 800-752-1133. That's 800-752-1133. Or donate online at protectisrael.org.
Hello, my name is Darcy from Turlock, California. I give to the International Fellowship for Christians and Jews, first because God has blessed me in more ways than I deserve. It truly breaks my heart to see the suffering that Jews have endured. In Genesis 12, verse 3, God says, I will bless those who bless you, Israel. All people on earth will be blessed through you. Our money is not ours. It belongs to God. It's merely a tool that God gives us, and we are expected to use it wisely. And one way to use it wisely is giving to International Fellowship. It amazes me how much has been donated and the stories of restoration and hope that have been provided through the ministry. The Bible also says in 2 Corinthians 9:6-8 that each of you should give what you have decided in your heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion. God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things and all times, having all that you need will abound in every good work.
This is the last opportunity we have on our program today to ask for your help. You can be that help today, right where you are, for one suffering Jew in Israel. Because of the urgency and overwhelming need that will only escalate, we're asking you to help us care for the thousands of Jewish families, women, children, elderly Holocaust survivors who are still displaced from their towns and unable to return to their homes. A donation today of just $25 to the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews will help provide one emergency food box for one poor Jew in Israel impacted by the October 7th attacks.
All it takes is a simple phone call, text, or website visit. Here's our phone number. Please call now. Don't put this off. Our friendly fellowship operators are standing by waiting for your call. 800-752-1133. 800-752-1133. That's 800-752-1133. And thanks to a generous matching challenge grant from Fellowship Ministry Partners, your $25 donation, or any amount the Lord leads you to give today, will double in impact to save even more Jewish lives. A $25 donation today doubles in impact to $50, and you'll help provide two emergency food boxes for two poor Jews. If you can give $50, your donation doubles in impact to $100, and you'll help provide four emergency food boxes for four poor Jews in Israel. A donation of $100 doubles in impact to $200. A $500 donation doubles in impact to $1,000, and you'll provide 40 emergency food boxes for 40 suffering Jews. What a blessing that would be. Whatever you can give today, large or small, God will shine His light on you and your family for blessing and caring for His chosen people of Israel in need. Here's our special phone number again one last time to call and make your matching donation today. 800-752-1133. 800-752-1133. That's 800-752-1133. Or donate online at protectisrael.org. That's protectisrael.org.
Lastly, you can help provide one elderly Jew with one emergency food box every month. A $25 donation will bring nourishing food all year long to one suffering Jew. For joining as a monthly partner, Yael will send you our beautiful fellowship tote bag, which will remind you each day of God's promise of blessing in your life.
Just ask how you can make your one-time gift a monthly donation when you call 800-752-1133. 800-752-1133. That's 800-752-1133. Or donate online at protectisrael.org. That's protectisrael.org.
I'm Kay Long.
And I'm Dave Drewy.
From all of us at the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, may the Lord bless you for blessing His children of Israel for such a time as this. Shalom.
Today's Bless Israel program was written and produced by Westar Media and is sponsored by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, a 501c3 nonprofit ministry.